like do a light show and they project stuff onto the pyramids. Oh, but that's like very explicit. Those are part of like artist performances, yeah. like music performances right. and concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the only way you could do something that actually like really interfaces with it. Mm. But it's still super contrived, yeah. I think.
Yeah. But I mean, for me, that works. Like, I've seen a lot of that in Saudi Arabia where there's like excavations happening and then they will have light shows, but then that's work for the public. But the public art installations that I'm talking about, they are conceptual in the middle of a desert, in the middle of like a very popular touristy
mm-hmm.
and they're trying very hard to conceptually relate to the Sphinx.
Yeah.
And I mean, this one work that I'm reminded of, it was like it came out of a digital world, quote unquote, like as the artist said that it was. So like, I don't know where I'm going with this, but like it felt like it was trying to build up, it was trying to be a games affair in front of the Sphinx. So like and it wasn't an actual game, it was just visually trying to be a game in front of the Sphinx. So, and it was very ugly too, like it was just black and white and purple and blue and colors were just like so, and the whole attempt was to not do anything that the desert would allow, like not to integrate with the desert, to stand out as much as possible.
So that's funny that you say that, because the only space that is like really vast and deserty is where the pyramids actually are. Mm-hmm. Like outside of that, there's so much visual clutter. There's so much, like, there's so many apartment buildings, there's so many people, there's so many cars, there's, like, so much noise and chaos. So I can't imagine that would actually stand out from the chaos of, like, the daily living.
Right.
Because there's so much happening just outside of the site.
I think that is interesting because, like, after that show was up, like, there were a lot of critical, like, pieces of critical writing about how wrong the whole thing was. Not wrong ethically, but just wrong, I mean, visually. And I said, so every curator or people who went there to write about it didn't have good things to say about it, which is, I think, because the pieces were trying very hard to be Instagrammable. So as long as you were just looking at the pictures showed you something else. But when you went there and tried to write about it, you would see something different.
Yeah,
that's funny
because it puts it into context,
right?
When you're there and there's like chaos happening around you,
right?
Like that colorful piece of thing doesn't mean as much,
right?
When everything else around it is super colorful,
exactly,
or dusty,
right?
Like, yeah.
Okay, but Amko, we're almost there. We just have two more minutes to go through. Two more minutes of this. What else? So. Any other piece of like landscape art that you wanna share with me in the next 2 minutes?
Oh, that's a big question. So there's actually a program in South Africa called, I think it's Tankwa Karoo Arts or Tankwa Arts,
mm-hmm.
but it's basically also an attempt to kind of introduce contemporary art into like the desert scape or environment.
Right.
So a few artists that I've been at university with, or artists that like I know of in the industry that are like contemporaries, have actually done this residency. So they've like created large scale installations which have been installed in the desert, which is called the Karoo in South Africa. So I think that's an interesting thing to think about, because that part of the desert is not as grand as the desert by the pyramids of Giza.
Right.
So the landscape is like, doesn't have like these dunes. It's pretty flat, has very like short shrubs.
Right.
And so I think like the opportunity to create like an installation or an artwork that is more visually striking is more possible there, but in the same breath, it takes people so long to get to the site.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like different things, like having a site like that in the city in Giza with Cairo,
right,
versus having something that's out of the city.
Thank you so much, Bulomko. That was such a perfect answer.
You are listening to The Sound of Language on WRCT Pittsburgh, produced by the students in Contextual Practice Seminar. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in the show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily express those of WRCT Pittsburgh or its members.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
To another episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Rich Program, depending on where you are located. I am Mando Richard, and I'm going to try real hard to have a mistake-free show today. The last 2 weeks have been a little crazy, haven't they? All right, anyway, we have a liquored up set, we'll have a folk rock set about the middle of the show, and a gospel set at the end. So we got everything covered here. Here comes a song from the wilds of Long Island and the Feinberg Brothers.
Bar pretzels, barmaids, they work up your thirst. A hard day at work and you think of your first. Your troubles, they leave you once you walk through that door. Hey, your pain melts away with a couple beers more. At the table in the corner is a man in a suit. His clothes have been stained from the tears and the booze. His shoes have been shined, no, he doesn't look poor. But his mind is still aching for a couple beers more. Bar pretzels, barmaids, they work up your thirst. A hard day at work and you think of your first. Your troubles, they leave you once you walk through that door. Your pain melts away with a couple beers more. There's some men at the bar near the fluorescent lights. They all work together but come here at night to escape your wife's nagging and to put off their chores. But they'll stay here together for a couple beers more. Bar pretzels, barmaids, hey, work up your thirst. A hard day at work and you think of you first. Your troubles, they leave you once you walk through that door. Hey, your pain melts away with a couple beers more. A boy who don't look too old. He's holding a girl who's been down a rough road. But the boy doesn't know what the girl has in store. So he'll be back here later for a couple beers more. Bar pretzels, barmaids, they work up your thirst. A hard day at work and you'll think of your first. Your troubles, they leave you once you walk through that door. Hey, your pain mounts away with a couple beers more. Hey, your pain melts away with a couple beers more.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Rollin Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
There's a song in near everything, a story seldom told. The old house still standing on the dark side. The ground there tells stories which come to life again. Small pieces of the past wash up in the rain. Old tabs and broken glass scattered all around. Day's light is fading fast. Shadows gathering all around. Rescue me.
Jukebox low and let me sit and reminisce while I pretend that she is sitting here with me the way she did not long ago. We used to paint the town red and dance until two. Well, I don't paint it red no more, but I'm painting it blue. He stole her love, I know, but he can't stop me, Joe, from having just a dream or two. Memory in the room, a memory that walks, a memory that talks and haunts me everywhere I go. I'm just a fool who loves her and will till I die, from the very first hello until the last goodbye. And this is it, you know. So fill two glasses, Joe, then leave me here alone to cry.
Background, you're listening to Tim Stafford and his pals play that traditional song, Red Wing. And that'll be the musical bed where I tell you about our Look It Up set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. We start off with the Feinbergen Brothers. A Couple Beers More on their 2018 record, A Party for One, the Feinberg Brothers. Then Ella Harp gave us Whiskey Garden from her 2021 record, Screaming Into the Void. After the station break, Amy Annell gave us Pull Tabs and Broken Glass from her 2024 release, The Toll. And the last thing on the set was Ernest Tubb from back in 1954 doing Two Glasses, Joe. Yeah, set them up. You know that Woody Guthrie used that melody for the song Union Made. Here comes Ann Feeney singing it.
There once was a union maid who never was afraid of the goons and the kings and the company pinks and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. She went to the union hall when meeting it was called, and when those company goons came round, she always stood her ground. Union. by the company stool. She'd always organize the guys. She always got her way when she struck for higher pay. She'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. When this song was first sung, our fight had just begun, and union maids in the needle trades organized till the job was done in ladies' auxiliaries of giant factories. Side by side, they won new pride in CIO victory. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. Now union maids are found in coal mines underground, heights on construction sites, and they'll never keep us down. In offices and schools, we'll redefine those rules, working every day toward comparable pay. And with union men, we say, oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. Gals who want to be free, won't you take this tip from me? Break out of that mold we've all been sold. You've got a fighting history. That fight for women's rights with workers must unite. Just roll those bones like Mother Jones to the front of every fight. And you can't scare me. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't.
My clothes. gal, the red dress on some folks called a Dinah, stole my heart away from me way down Louisiana.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Little bee sucks the blossom, big bee gets the honey, darky raise the cotton, white man gets the money.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Talk Susie, walk and talk Susie, walk and talk Susie, walk and talk Susie.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Big smile, never do look sour.
No.
Travel all over the country, playing by the hour.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. I'm too young to wed
Sensation of love.
In the background, you are listening to Mike Mullins play three tunes by Turlo O'Carolan. The first one's O'Carolan's Receipt, then we'll hear Eleanor Plunkett, and then O'Carolan's Concerto, also known as Planck's Fanny Power. Now, what was in that last eclectic set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are listening? On my bus into WRCT Pittsburgh this morning, I sat behind a member of the Steelworkers Union staff, which is what led me to play first Tim Stafford's Red Wing, and then Ann Feeney singing Woody Guthrie's Union Maid. And yes, she wrote some additional words to that, and that was from her 1994 release, Heartland. Then we heard from Janie Rothfield and Alan Carr, Chilly Winds, a traditional tune from their 2024 record, The Two of Us. And then, Just Because I Felt Like It, we went back to 1941 for Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, Take Me Back to Tulsa. And then we heard from a Swedish songwriter named Jens Lekman, J-E-N-S, and then L-E-K-M-A-N, Jens Lekman. And his song, I Saw Her in the Anti-War Demonstration, from his 2005 release, The Cherry Trees Are Still in Blossom. Well, I thought that was a pretty wild song, so I included it. Well, this next set's going to celebrate the fact that as I'm in the studio on the 26th of February, this is the last show I'll have before Ash Wednesday. So let's do a Mardi Gras set, shall we? We're going to start off with something from a local band, local to Pittsburgh, that is Moncrew. And they will be playing at a Mardi Gras Cajun dance on Saturday, March 1st at the Bulgarian Macedonian Cultural Center on 8th Avenue in Homestead. Dance lesson at 7 and dance from 7:30 to 10:30. So let's give them a listen. And here comes Moncrew with Rio de Joie. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the middle of a Cajun set of music. Here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Rouge Program, depending on where you are listening. That's because it is about Mardi Gras season. With Ash Wednesday on, oh gosh, what was that? Wednesday the 5th? So Mardi Gras is Tuesday the 4th. Fat Tuesday. All right. What have you been hearing in the set? Well, let's see. In the background, listening to Lawrence Walker do Midnight Waltz from back in about 1987, I believe. And then, what do we hear at the beginning of the set? We heard local to Pittsburgh band Moncrew do Grille de Joie. And they sent that to us, hoping that we would mention them playing at the Mardi Gras Cajun Dance on Saturday, March the 1st. At the Bulgarian Macedonian Cultural Center, 449 West 8th Avenue in Homestead, Pennsylvania. Anyway, I've now done that. And what came after Moncrew? Jean Delafosse with Coffee or Why. That's an old hit of his. And then Philae gave us my favorite Mardi Gras song, Chanson de Mardi Gras song. And then Belton Richard gave us Grand Mamou. And now we're going to change directions totally. And here comes, if I can get the button ready, here comes an absolute classic from the 1990s from Stan Rogers.
Oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I'd ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, Sid Barrett cried the town, I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook and the scuppers with the staggers and jags. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. We were 91 days to Montego Bay, popping like madmen all the way. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked four-pounders we made to fight. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Yankee lay low down with gold. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days. God damn them.
Come on, you sissies!
And at length we stood 2 cables away. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked four-pounders made an awful din, but with one fat ball the Yanks stove us in. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's
Day I turned 70. It happened so fast. I guess now I know that the die has been cast. No, it ain't the gray hairs or the aches that I feel. It's the fact that one thing now perfectly real. I'm too old to die young. It's a punch in the gut. My youth passed before me. I guess I just missed the cut. It seemed only yesterday. Thank you.
my body's intact. I must face the fact I'm too old to die young. Hank Williams, James Dean, we all know their story. I always thought I'd go out in a great blaze of glory, but instead I hung in right from the start. Now I guess I'll check out like some normal old fart. I'm too old to die young. It's a punch in the gut. Oh, my youth passed before me. Yes, I just missed the cut. Oh, it seems only yesterday that my life had begun. My body's intact. I must face the fact I'm too old to die young. If you croak when you're 20, folks say, oh no. 30, 40, or 50, you're still too young to go. Hell, even at 60. They say, what did you expect? So I guess I'll accept that this is my lot. I will rage and I'll holler for the time that I got. Drink it down to the dregs, right the best damn old fart that there ever has been. I'm too old to die young. It's a punch in the gut. My youth passed before me. Guess I just missed the cut. I must face the fact I'm too old to die young.
Well, I was telling the students here that that could be my theme song. John McCutcheon's Too Old to Die Young. Yeah. I think he wrote that just about the time he turned 70, and I think he's 72 now. I won't mention that I'm a young pup of only 71, but boy, that song talks to our existence. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are. And before that, you heard Stan Rogers doing Barrett's Privateers from a concert in 1993. And looking at the clock, it says it's time for the mid-show station break.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak, on the phone to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
After Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our folk rock set. Bill from Philly, you got your seatbelt fastened? Bob from Newark, are you ready? Got the log splitter turned off and all that stuff? Okay, we're going to start off with something from the British invasion in the 1960s. But I'm going to claim it's fair because it is a take on an old English music hall tune. Are you ready? I bet you can't guess.
Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am Henry the Eighth, I am